Robert Felix is one of our guests. Wrote a book called Not by Fire, But by Ice. He's a former architect. He's not a weather person by any means, but he says we're in the beginning stages of an ice age. What do you think of that?
Well, let me tell you how this works, or has worked in the past, I should say. When something happens, and it can be any number of things, toward the end of an interglacial to cause a spike in temperature, and it works like this. And after the spike in temperature, there's a drop-off, and I'll tell you why in a minute.
Okay.
And that drop-off is where the ice age starts. The spike in temperature is caused by the release of methane hydrates that are under the Arctic Ocean. This is methane that is frozen under the ocean because of the temperature of the water. Now, methane does not freeze at like the same temperature as water does. It freezes at a higher temperature. It freezes at 42 degrees Fahrenheit, I believe, thereabouts. When the water temperature around it goes above that point, then these methane hydrates let go, and the methane starts flowing out into the atmosphere. And methane is not like carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide, which we are emitting every day, and which a lot of volcanoes will emit, is a persistent gas. It lasts a long time. Methane lasts a shorter time, breaks down rather quickly. But while it is in the atmosphere, it is an incredible heat sink. It really causes global warming, heating to go crazy. And what happens is you get heating across the first, before the methane hydrates melt, you get heating across the tundra, and like we had last summer, and the release of methane from that's trapped in the permafrost. Now, in September, Russian scientists were out in Siberia trying to test to see how much methane had been released during the summer, because they knew it happened. They knew it was a lot. And one of them was seeing under a lake that had already a thin coating of ice on it, because this is, after all, Siberia, bubbles. In other words, there was something under, some kind of a gas under the ice. And he broke through this gas, through this ice, and lit a cigarette lighter at the point where there was something, some kind of this gas was being emitted, mm-hmm. and it burned. It was methane. And so there was a substantial methane release last summer, meaning that we are at the beginning stages of this changeover. It means that there will be probably next summer another tremendous temperature spike, releasing more methane, and the next summer another. And at some point, those methane hydrates are going to let go, and there will be a massive outflow of methane into the atmosphere. There will then be a situation in which vulnerable areas of the world will become unlivable because of heat over the course of a summer. But then, after the planet is really warmed up, there will be methane will dissipate. And when it does, there will suddenly be a tremendous, much larger than we are seeing now,
huge
alteration in climate. And it will be, there will be so much snow all of a sudden over the northern hemisphere that it will leave snow that persists throughout a summer. Because now there's no methane in the atmosphere. It's going to be cooling off much more. And that snow will reflect heat and light because it's white, changing the albedo of the planet. And that will be the beginning of the next ice age. That will be the foundation of the next great glacier. If it happens that way.
If it's happened. You know, and go ahead.
It has happened that way in the past. That is how these glaciations take place. We're basically in a, we have come into being at a very unusual time in planet Earth. Planet Earth's life. Planet Earth usually doesn't have polar caps. Planet Earth doesn't have ice ages like this. Throughout the whole era of the dinosaurs, there was only maybe one ice age. We're not even sure. But for millions and millions of years after that, there were no ice ages. The planet normally has a very stable, steady state kind of a climate. Right now, the planet's climate has been in upheaval for about 2.8 million years, and for a strange reason. Central America rose up out of the ocean in a great geologic upheaval at that time and broke the what was essentially a single ocean into two oceans and destroyed the great current that circumnavigated the planet and kept it seasons very, very mild and very muted for millions upon millions of years. And now we have this situation where the planet has very extreme seasons because of the fact that the currents that we do have in the two oceans are not nearly as efficient at equalizing temperature as that current was in the before Central America existed. So in the great scheme of things, the past 2.8 million years has been a very unusual time in planet Earth's history. Mankind has risen during this time entirely. We've never known Earth except during a very unusual period in its history. And the last ice age, when it began, we were living in the forest pretty much naked and swinging around in trees. When it ended,
that's right.
We were wearing furs and using stone tools, and we're on our way because it forced us, the extremes forced us to work and use our minds in order to survive. Guess what's happening now? The same thing.
Same thing. You had touched earlier on droughts and food supplies.
Yes.
If this gets any worse, do you think wars will be fought over water and food?
I don't know whether wars will be fought over water and food or not, because I think my guess is this is going to come on too fast, and there are not necessarily going to be that many conflicts associated on the one hand. On the other hand, if large parts of the most developed world become unlivable, which may happen, are those people really going to just sit there and die? It's hard to know what they'll do, because it might become out of the hands of government. If you were in a Norwegian military unit, and you saw your family freezing and starving to death, you might decide to take your weapons and your trucks and your tanks and just move south on your own without any government
support.
Or